You know, I was excited about it. You know, I mean, anytime I can line up at wide receiver or something like that, look like I know what I'm doing out there, that's, you know, it's like, you know, break up the monotony a little bit. But it was good. I think, you know, anytime you do plays like that, you know, that's tough on defenses. You know, they hadn't prepared for it. What's up, man? And, you know, I think it's just, you know, just a little wrinkle that we threw in there. And I think obviously it paid off. We had two big plays from it.
Why now and not earlier in the season? Were you guys just not equipped to
Yeah, that's not a question for me. I don't know. I mean, I think they just maybe saw something on tape and felt like that was the direction they wanted to go.
You mean to get three in a row.
Won by the biggest margin here since maybe 9 years. How important is it to get a blowout win?
Well, it makes it a little better on your stress level on the sideline. You know, you're able to kind of relax a little bit. But, you know, like I've said all along to you guys, there's not many times where you're going to win games by a large margin, you know. And so when we had a chance to really kind of put a dagger and put a go score or kick field goal and make it kind of out of reach, you know, that felt good to be on that side of it. And, you know, that it's always nice to be on the side we were on.
What's it mean to you to get three in a row?
It's huge. Yeah, I was informed that it's been a while. And, you know, that's just a testament to this football team, to these guys on this in that locker room that have continued to buy in. You know, early in the year we faced a lot of adversity. You know, we weren't winning many games, but I think we've stayed true to what we do. We prepare well every week. Guys are still enthusiastic, and it's paid off. I mean, that's what we found a way to win these last 3 weeks. We had that formation at Oklahoma State. It kind of seemed pretty familiar. I was worried about is exactly what happened. You know, Ali coming up there and having to throw around a big guy. I mean, that's just, you know, it's tough. But I like the way the play was drawn up. Get it in 13's hands. See if Josh can make a play. But yeah, it was. I was pretty excited when I saw that one going.
Talk about the play where it was empty and then Greg comes in the backfield, and I mean that was a big play too. Just talk about how that went down.
Yeah, that was. I like the way that one was schemed up. You know, we were in an empty set. I'm under center, which doesn't happen very often. And again, they didn't really know how to line up to it. And I told Greg probably at least 10 times I'm disappointed in him because he didn't get in the end zone. You know, and I was joking with him. You know, but he's. I think he wanted to get in the end zone, but it was a heck of a play by him. You know, I mean, he doesn't line up. It's the first time he's ever. Well, this year he's lined up in running back and made a big time play. So again, that was a well drawn up play that we executed just like we dialed up.
We talked about it before, but the burst that Monterio has given you guys, you know, I mean, you ended the game, but he had a couple big runs in there that really seemed to help.
Yeah, he's done that all year. You know, he's a nice little changeup. I mean, he kind of comes in, a little spark plug. You know, Trent obviously is a bruiser. I mean, he's going to come in and get you 5-7, you know, just consistently. To have a guy like Monterio that can kind of give Trent a break, you know, Trent takes some shots. He runs so hard. To have a guy like Monterio, you know, come in and give us that spark, that's huge for our offense. That's huge for the offensive linemen. You know, it's just a change of pace that's perfect. They complement each other so well, and it's nice to have him, you know, able to do that.
You talk about your confidence level individually and then as a team, how it's evolving.
Well, I think anytime you have success and you're winning games, you know, you're always going to play with a little bit more confidence just due to the fact that basically – you know, you know how to win games. We found a way to win these games. I mean, special teams, Travis's play was the biggest game play of the game probably. Cribs' return, I mean, we played well. And you know, my confidence obviously is a lot higher because I have guys around me that, you know, are great players, guys that are hungry, young guys that continue to play well. So anytime you're a quarterback and you have guys around you that can play, you know, it makes things a little bit easier on you.
Brandon, we seem to ask you this every week, but – every week, Gordon, it seems to look like it's a little bit easier for him out there. Are you kind of watching him grow up right before the season?
Absolutely. I mean, he's growing up before all of our eyes. I mean, he's truly getting better week in and week out. I think he's not having to think as much. You know, he's lining up. He knows what they're doing coverage-wise, and he's playing football. And early on, he was still trying to dictate what was going on the other side of the ball and how it all worked. But, I mean, he's – you know, I think any quarterback in the league would love to have a target like that. I mean, he's really coming on, and you know, the more he continues to grow and get better, you know, he's going to be a huge force for us offensively.
And talk about winning a game handily. I mean, you've got a young team here that's played a lot of close games and lost some close games. Talk about kind of the importance of taking a team that maybe folks thought you should win handily and actually doing that.
Yeah, I think – you know, like I was saying earlier, we've been in so many close games throughout the course of the year where it's come down to a play here and a play there. And to have a game like this where we continue to march forward, we, you know, I took a couple sacks I shouldn't have and had a couple negative plays. But, I mean, for the most part, we were driving. You know, we settled for some field goals. But, you know, when your defense is playing like that, you can continue to drive, keep the defense off the field and score points. You know, you give yourself a chance to have blowout games like that and games where, you know, it's a deciding margin. And, you know, that's – as a player, I mean, again, you know, you're on the sideline, you're not freaking out as much because you got to – you know, it's not a tie ball game, but you're able to relax and go play football.
On the triple reverse, did you have to swing around and block? I mean, talk about that play. I don't know if that's been mentioned. Talk about the triple reverse.
Yeah. Yeah, we ran that early in the year. It was a big play for us, and you know, we actually busted one. So I'm one of the guys lead blocking downfield, which – I don't think any offense coordinator would want me lead blocking for anybody, but it was, you know, it was again a good play. Travis made a big play and was able to get a first down. But yeah, I'm out there just, you know, one, keep my head on a swivel, not take a cheap shot, but also if someone's in the way, you know, try to get him on the ground. And again, it was a good play by Travis.
How much of a lift was Travis's return, considering the way the game started?
Yeah, I mean, that was, to me, it was the biggest play of the game. Momentum to give us, you know, give us the lead. I mean, that was huge, and I think. You know, Coach Tabor called a great play there. They were yelling something crazy on the sideline. I didn't know what they were doing, and all of a sudden they pull a little something out of the hat, and Travis breaks one. That was to me the biggest play of the game as far as momentum, and to get a lead for us, and we were able to keep it.
Do you feel like the old Watson one? You broke up that interception.
No doubt. Yeah, I got lucky twice today. You know, I got really lucky twice today. You know, fortunately, it's either one of two things. Eric Berry only has one hand. He's got a cast on one hand, thank God. And then Ben played defense well, thank God. And you know, I just never saw him. It's you know, it can't happen. I gotta be able to see him out there in the flats and check it down the back. But, yeah, I owe Ben a little something.
Pat called the offense fun today. You're used to high-octane offense. How would you describe it?
Fun. You know, I think anytime you're you know, going up and down the field like we felt like we did for the most part. I mean, you know, in the first half, not so much. We were backed up on the 9, I think on the 7 and the 2 or 3. You know, those are tough situations to be in. But I think once we got field position again from special teams and all those other things, defense. You know, when you move up and down the field, you're having successful plays. You're moving forward. Guys are having big catches, big runs, and that's. That's when things are a little bit easier on our side. We got them on their heels, and that was kind of the case somewhat throughout the day. And you know, Coach Childers and Coach Shermer called a great game, and you know, the flow was really, really good, especially on those drives where we were able to, you know, get some points.
Have you felt this confidence and momentum growing over the last 3 weeks
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the more you're around these guys, you guys can probably feel it too. I mean, guys are excited. We realize, you know, we're in a tough spot, but we still have a chance if crazy things have happened, you know, and I think guys are still hungry, you know, even though we've got 3 games left, which just seems crazy. You know, guys are you know, motivated. They're coming to work, extremely excited to come and be there. We got a close-knit group of guys which enjoy, you know, being around each other, and that helps. You know, we don't have any knuckleheads, and we've got a bunch of good guys that truly care for each other, which, again, makes doing things like we're doing right now a lot easier.
It looked, Trent, did it look, Brandon, it looked like Trent, the touchdown pass, but it looked like he pushed off, or what could you see from your eyes?
No, I didn't think he did, and I let that little side judge know about it, and I was pretty hot, but I apologized to the side judge, and we had a nice little conversation about it. He thought he did. So I'm going to go watch it. And he said, call him if he missed it. And so if he missed it, if I feel like he missed it, I'm going to, you know, I won't really give him a call. But, I had two in a row there. You know, we had both of them call back. But, no, I thought it was a great play by Trent. I thought he did a great job of shielding the guy off and making a big play.
Hey, the guys in the locker room said, you know, that they're happy about today. You're only going to take one game at a time. This game's in the books. The next game is Washington. A lot of talk about the first-year quarterbacks this year. Most of it centers on RG3 and Andrew. Does next week give you a chance to say, hey, if you're going to have that discussion, please put me in it too?
Yeah, I mean, I've wanted that for the last 3 years. You know, I've just kind of been the guy in the background and just kind of gone about my business. You know, I played both those guys in college, played Robert twice, Andrew once, and they're great players. I mean, the years they're having is out of this world. You know, they're great players, great people. But it'll be fun to score off against them. You know, I've already played Andrew, came up a little short, and you know, it'd be fun to play Robert's team as well. You know, he's a great player. He's doing good things for that offense, and they've tailored what they do pretty well to him. And, you know, but like I said, if we keep winning games, that'll take care of itself. And to me, that's all I can really worry about.
Trent tied a record for most
most rushing touchdowns by the Browns rookie, Jim Brown. What do you need to say about his nose or leg?
Well, I mean, anytime you're inside the five, he just kind of gets a look in his eye, and you know, when he takes the ball out of your hand, I mean, you can tell he's on a mission to get across the goal line, and that's the way he's been all year. You know, I think you know, he got a feel for you know, setting up blocks and getting, you know, running straight forward, not making guys, trying to make guys miss. He's just running the ball extremely hard down there, and you know, he's been great for us all year. Exactly what I expected the minute they drafted him. I mean, he's lived up to everything that you know, could possibly be put in place. But he's, you know, as a quarterback, it's nice to have a guy in the backfield that can kind of take some pressure off, especially on the goal line, because the field's so small. To turn the hand to a guy like that is, you know, it makes things a little bit easier.
Brandon, you're over 500 at home. Do you think you've developed a home field advantage here?
I hope so. Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you have, you know, one, the support. I mean, we've got, you know, people, you know, rain, shine, snow, whatever, cold, people are still showing up and are very excited about what's going on here. So we enjoy playing at home. I think that's when you have fan support like we do, and the passion that we have in this city, it makes it fun playing in Cleveland. And you know, you can tell by the way we're playing football.